Good evening, everybody. This is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist on Twitter, and I am Emma L on Audible. Welcome along, folks. I would have done this outside earlier, but I'm afraid it's Arctic winds and rain and cold and freezing and all that jazz. So I'm doing them in here. So yeah, that's kind of the way it is. So, what's been going on? Well, a lot has been going on, actually. I got home. I actually managed to get myself on the 4:15 bus. And I thought, well, I'm going to be home a bit earlier. No siree. I hate to break it to myself, but it made no difference. So I didn't get home any earlier at all. So yeah, it was about an hour and a half on the bus, I think. About that. Well, maybe not an hour and a half, but probably close to it. Anyway, probably an hour, if I'm quite honest. Yeah, I probably should have thought of this earlier before doing the audiobook. But you know me, and you know the way it works, and I only thought of the facts as I went to make said audiobook. Well, also, I've been watching on Sky. Well, I actually got home, ended up going down to the supermarket, and did forget about the Euro draw, I do admit. But when I got home, I thought, okay, Euros. I read something on the BBC about the Euros, and I was like, oh my God, the Euros. Turn on Sky Sports News, which I did. And, so it's all very exciting, actually, because I'm going to reveal on I was about to say Twitter, not Twitter, on Audioboo, what the draws are. Now, this is going to start in June. Group A has the following teams. Poland, obviously they qualified already because they're one of the host nations, the other being Ukraine. So Poland are in group A, with Russia, Czech Republic, and Greece. Yes, Greece. And I'm kind of sick of seeing the jokes going, oh, Greece, Italy, Portugal, Spain, whatever, Ireland get in the group. Oh, it's a group of recession and all that. Anyway, side note on that one. Next one is, I'm trying to do something at the same time. Sorry. Next one is the group B, and that is Netherlands, Denmark, Germany and Portugal. And that's a tough group. That is a tough group. Next, we have Group C, which is a very tough group. This is the group that I would have an affinity towards because it has the Republic of Ireland. It has Spain, Italy, Republic of Ireland, Croatia. I mean, Spain and Italy are very, very injured. This is the peak of how tough, you know, the teams can be. Croatia are no easy opponent either. But Spain and Italy. And Spain and Italy, of course, will be favourites for that one. So it's going to be very tough. And Group D is Ukraine, Sweden, France and England. And you'd have to fancy England to get out of that group, to be honest. It's really easy. So you'd be glad to have dodged Group C and Group B. They say Group Death is B, with Netherlands, Denmark, Germany and Portugal. Very tough. Very tough. Portugal aren't really as great as they used to be, in fairness. But they're still no easy opponent. And I'm just going to try to get over here. Bear with me, my little friends. You probably can't hear me, but I'm still here. So I'm so glad to be home. It's the weekend. I've been looking forward to the weekend, to be honest. And, so it's going to be all talk about the Euros over Twitter. The excitement really starts for the tournament that'll start next summer. Not as good as the actual World Cup, but it's fun. And it's so cold. I know we're in December, And it has to be expected, but it is cold. Every night I've new had to put these on. My fingers are like ice. They're so like ice, it's bad. So I have about 50 million programs. Sorry, I was blowing my nose there. 50 million programs, I think, to actually watch on my recordable box. So I'm trying to plow into Fair City now. And it's a scene. Fair City is an Irish soap, broadcast by RTE. And it's a scene between Tommy Dillon, who has had an affair with another lady called Jo Fahey, who she lives on in the same street, because you know the way everyone lives beside each other. And now his whole family have found out that he had this affair, and none of them really want much to do with them, and they're all telling the mother, his wife Judith, who's the local doctor. They're telling all the daughters are telling them to throw Tommy out. And we have a scene here between Tommy and his daughter NASA, NEASA, and the other daughter Quiva has just walked off in disgust that he has some flowers there. And she's accused him of the flowers trying to get back into the good books with Judith and thinking he can buy himself out of it with some flowers. So Tommy is asking NASA, what can he do to make things better? I would have suspected, don't have the affair in the first place. And Jo actually also is one of their good friends. She's been working for Judith as the doctor's receptionist, because Judith is a local GP. And yeah, so we're plowing into this, seeing what's going to happen, and now the way the world of soap turns around and rolls around. So I'm going to get back to it now. I'm going to try and do another audiobook over the weekend, and we can catch up then. No doubt there'll be lots of football discussion, lots of talk. So if you want to follow me on Audioboo, audioboo.fm/ML, all one word, and you'll also catch me on Twitter, twitter.com/SundayTwist, mainly on there. For the odd occasion I get thrown out into Twitter jail, I'm at twitter.com/FadedPieces, all one word, and you'll catch me up there. So that's about it. So I just wanted to do an audioboo, say yes, I'm still here. Yes, I know I promised you an audioboo this morning, but I'm afraid I couldn't deliver on that. Number one, because I was running really, really late. Number two, was it windy this morning? No, it probably wasn't, but it was very icy and really, really cold. So yeah, that's about it. So it's now approaching 6:50. Sort of, and I'm gonna get back into my Fair City episodes because I've so many doctors, neighbours, Fair City. I've got Ross Kemp as a documentary, and I really need to get a start on this because I don't even think I've watched one episode yet, and that's gone on for a couple of weeks now. So that's about it. So have a great weekend, have a great evening, and I'll catch you all really, really soon. Take care, and bye from me. Take care, bye.